Morning, everybody, and welcome to a weekly message from Jesus. Each week, we bring you a message from our Lord, and they're always very spectacular. As a matter of fact, this week, we've crossed a threshold with YouTube. We posted our 600th video. It means I've got 10 books and 600 videos out there. And believe me, we cover every bit of information that you could desire to know about Jesus, the afterlife, even aliens. So it's all there. I would hope that you tell your friends about it and that you check all the information out. There's a lot of information. So our Father is here, and we're going to bring you some new information this morning. Hello, everyone. Yes, as Barry has mentioned, I've been speaking with you for several years now, and I've brought you many, many messages. I hope that you are taking advantage of them, and I hope that you're telling others about them. I know that we are doing our best to help you lead good lives, to bring you what you need to know, and to bring you what I want you to know. Today, I'm going to talk about envy. Do you know what envy is? That's when you are desirous of acquiring something that other people have. You envy that person because they have things. They have things that you don't have. You may envy a rich person. They have this great life of luxury. But I would warn you that perhaps that should not be the subject of your envy. Many of the very wealthy people are some of the most disturbed or unhappy people in the world. They've spoiled their children. Their children may be doing drugs. They continuously think that people are trying to steal their money from them. They're trying to make more. I think that they believe that the more they make, the more they'll be like God. Well, that's not true. No one can be like me. I can do things that no one will ever be able to do. It is only in the minds of many people that they think that they can be God. Maybe they think they can take that great wealth with them. But I can assure them that the day that they close their eyes that final time, that wealth will stay behind. Their souls will come to heaven, and then they will be judged for the way they lived their lives. If they use some of that great wealth to help many others, they will be well welcomed. If they hoard that wealth and don't, and you've heard this from me many times, it makes sense. If they hoard that wealth, then they will pay for it in future lives. You see, every day of your life, you build a karma. You can build a good karma or you can build a bad karma. That's totally up to you. You have to know who to envy. For instance, there are great people out there that you should envy. Think about what Mother Teresa accomplished. You should envy her. Martin Luther King, he changed the world. He did many things. He helped many people of color. You should envy him. There are many others that you should envy as well. But you may be envying the wrong person. Today you have social media where they bring you these idiotic things to watch. Maybe you envy somebody that is a social media influencer. Now, if they're speaking my words and they accomplish the act of being an influencer, that's good. But many of the so-called influencers, they do bad things. They set terrible examples for the young. I would hope that nobody envies anyone that sets a bad example. There are many people that have done great things. Just to name a few, Milton Hershey. He started the industrial school for children that had no parents. Hershey today is a wonderful place. It always has been. He's helped many through the years. There are many others that have done great things. Andrew Carnegie. Look at all the libraries. Look at the college. Look at all the things that Carnegie did with his money. He tried to give it all away, and he had so much that he couldn't even give it all away, but he tried. And when he passed, he left the rest of it to continue to do good. How many of you sitting out there can say that you have actually sacrificed to do good? I know that many of you have, and I'm very proud of you, and I know each and every one that did it. But many people still do not pay attention to my words. They think that their own thoughts and their own desires are more important. They envy people with wealth, and some people resort to violence in order to gain it. Some people would do anything to gain money. They would steal. They would hurt others. Many even kill for it. Do you envy those that have great power? That can be a terrible thing for people because they misuse it. There are people in governments that try to do what they can for their people. But they're the minority. Can you imagine that? The majority of people with great wealth, they don't care about the people. Think about Russia. Their leader does not care about the lives of their soldiers. Would you believe that after 2 years of war, he has sent almost 500,000 boys to die or be maimed? That's a fact. Stop and think about that. It's a terrible, terrible thing. I would certainly hope that you would not envy somebody like that. Envy some of the founding fathers. They were great people. They had flaws. Everyone has flaws. You have to accept that. And you have to often look at things in the text of history. But the founding fathers, they stood up to the most powerful country in the world, Great Britain. And they gained independence for this little flourishing nation. No one thought they could do it. But they thought they could do it. Envy the founding fathers. You have some very good presidents that controlled this country. Envy those presidents. Many of them have flaws. And yes, there are some presidents that should not be envied. But you've had great leaders through the years in the United States. Great Britain has had great leaders. All of the really strong countries, the good countries. They've had many problems, but they've had good leaders. There are many, many people that you can envy. Do you envy the ministers in your church? Yes, there are many ministers that have done terrible things in the past, but there are great people that are trying to speak my words as they understand them. They may not always be accurate, but they're trying to follow what they are given. They're trying to follow the words that they studied and the words that other people have told them are true. And they are bringing many, many people to understand me. You will never understand the true God until you learn to live a simple, good life. But envy those ministers. How about missionaries? They go to these foreign countries and they live in terrible conditions and they help the poor. They're to be envied. They're to be loved. And especially they're to be financially supported because all this costs money. Sadly, it is monies that are required if people are going to accomplish great things. And that is why it's so important that individuals with wealth help those that are trying to do good. The youth, the educational system today, sadly, has slipped terribly. You've taken religion out of the schools. Those of you that are older can remember when you would say a prayer every morning. You would pledge allegiance to the flag and you'd pledge allegiance to the country. And that's how you would start your day. You see, people have taken all that out of the schools now. Because of it, many individuals do not show the patriotism or love of religion that they should. You can never turn back the clock once individuals are able to affect the young. It's very hard to counteract it. The colleges have become so incredibly expensive that only those of wealth can simply afford it. Now there's scholarships and people do take advantage. Military academies where you can still get a free education, but they're incredibly hard to get into. And the people that go there are very dedicated. Colleges today have professors that profess that God does not exist. They will tell you to foster hatred towards others. They will tell you things that are very misleading. They believe that because they are well educated, that they know what is taking place. There's many good professors, but sadly there are many that are misleading our young. I've been talking now for a while and I've been speaking of all the bad things. I do not want you to envy those individuals that are obviously leading you astray. If you live in the inner cities, you're probably having problems basically feeding your family. You're seeing your young envy the drug people, the drug lords, the sellers, because they're driving fancy cars. They have women, they have girlfriends. They have many around them, and it seems like they have these great powers. So the young in the inner city try to emulate and envy those individuals. It does them no good. It misleads them. It will eventually lead them to drug use and probably violence. The murder rate is very high in the inner cities for that reason. It's because the young envy the wrong people. And it's very difficult to get people to set good examples in these environments. It's very dangerous in some of the cities. People have even taken that danger and made it worse by eliminating the peacemakers, the police. Why do you think that it would become safer if you do not have people protecting you? Do not envy people with those concepts because they're not accurate. You have to understand the difference between right and wrong. It's very simple. It's wrong if you do not want it done to you. It's right, in all probability, if what is taking place is right for you. You see, that's another way of wording what I tell you every week. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Envy those people that follow that. Envy can be good and it can be terrible. Envy the way that I, as Jesus, lived my life. I did much good during my lifetime. I did not show anger, and I showed no fear. I knew the Romans were going to put me on a cross and kill me, But still, I knew that that was what was necessary. I want you to envy what I did in life. I do not want you to envy those that have done bad things, the criminals, the power-hungry politicians. Don't envy them. The rich. Now it's fine for everyone to want to emulate a comfortable lifestyle. Today it's difficult because of the rising prices. So you need better jobs. Maybe you need better education. But I would point out that there are many, many people in service industries that make as much and have happier lives than those that are well educated. The plumbers, the carpenters, they're necessities. You see, there's many people that you could envy. The hardworking plumber that goes from job to job and charges fair prices, that is an individual to be envied. The grocery stores that are jacking up prices and taking advantage of people that can't afford it, that is not to be envied. And it's taking place everywhere. People are taking advantage of those that are weak. They always have and they always will. Well, I hope that they don't always do it in the future, but they've done it for thousands of years. So it's not going to change overnight. People envy the wrong things, and I suppose they will just continue to do it. It's their free will. It's their choice. It's their option. But I would hope that you envy the individuals that are doing good things. It's not hard to know who those people are. Listen to their words. If they make common sense, they're probably a good person. Listen to the politicians, and you will understand who not to envy. There are certain politicians that absolutely do not care in any way about the people that live in their districts. There are politicians that have gained great wealth, and you've heard me say this many times. They've taken advantage of the system, and they've earned great wealth. Do not envy them. Take part in community activities. There are individuals out there that are doing all they can for their communities. Those are the people you want to emulate. Those are the people you want to support. And those are the people you want to envy. It's a very difficult world in which you live. I agree with that. There are many choices. There are good choices and bad choices. But there are people among you that follow my words and walk in my light. There are people among you that want nothing more than to help others. There are people among you that are sacrificing their lives to spread my words. People have done that since I walked the earth 2,000 years ago. And I am so happy to see that my words are still vibrant and are still leading people. It is a wonderful, wonderful feeling when I see individuals that are spreading my words. You will feel much better. You will be emotionally more stable, and you'll be much happier following my words. You will be able to look back and envy your own life. You will be very pleased on that final day that you've done all you could do to help others. Be among those that can say that. Don't be among those that say, "I think I'll take all my money with me," because you will have a much better chance at happiness. So goodbye, and thank you once again for listening. You have many opportunities to go back and hear my words. Take advantage of it. It's a rare opportunity that Barry has given you. He will continue to do this as long as he can. I know that. So goodbye. Have a great week. Trust in my words, and I will see you again. I bless all of you. Goodbye. Well, he never fails, does he? But then he is God. So thank you for listening, folks. Please tell all your friends about us. It's very frustrating not to be able to do better. I want to do better, and I try to do it. Help me. I need a lot of help here. So goodbye. Have a great week. We'll be seeing you again next week.